This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Despite attacks in Iraq, many Iraqis crowded the polls yesterday to vote. President Bush called the election a resounding success. We turn now to two lawmakers for their opinions on the historic vote. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin is a Democratic member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton of Florida is the chair of the House International Relations Subcommittee on Middle East and Central Asia. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
If you don't mind, I'll start with you, Senator. The election so far looks like a success. Do you think the results will make members of your party, the Democratic Party, more supportive of President Bush's foreign policy?
Well, listen, I think it's wonderful that this vote was held. The courage of the Iraqi people in coming out to vote like this is a great moment. And our troops did a great deal to make this moment for Iraqi democracy possible. All of that is very important and a very positive thing. But it is not the same thing as endorsing George Bush's overall foreign policy. Our top priority has to be the fight against terrorism. And I don't buy this argument that as good as democracy in Iraq is, that somehow that is the same thing as making sure that the terrorist network that attacked us on 9/11 is being dealt with. And we need to focus on that terrorist network. Of course, they are now in Iraq. In fact, that is now their main training ground. So in some ways, that situation is worse, although the situation for democracy in Iraq is better. I do think it is time now for a timetable for this whole process, both for us and for the Iraqi people, to talk about how we can withdraw our troops so that we can have an opportunity to turn this over to the Iraqi people. And that could be a longer timetable or a shorter one, but I think the administration should give us and the Iraqi people some idea when this occupation of Iraq will end.
Well, Congresswoman, let me ask you about that. There's been a lot of talk about an exit strategy, much of it coming from Democrats. Is it time to start talk about how to walk away?
Absolutely not. I think the worst thing that we could do for the Iraqi people is that they showed such great strength and courage in going out to vote yesterday in unbelievable numbers, astounding numbers, in spite of very overt and very clear and direct threats to their own lives and the lives of their family, is for us to turn and hide and to give an exact timetable. After all, as the president has clearly laid out time and time again, democracy is a process. We had one election yesterday, but it's one in a series of elections, and every election is going to be more inclusive, where more Iraqis are going to have to stay a stake in their own future and a stake in their own security. And to already put an artificial timetable without these next two elections at the very least taking place is to not give the Iraqis that sense of security and stability that they need. We need to be there on the ground to make sure that democracy takes hold, and we can't have those exact dates of pulling out yet because it's too early to tell. The president and our fighting men and women have got to be congratulated, along with our allies, of doing an incredible job of helping the Iraqis have a brighter future for them and for their families.
Well, in just a few...
That doesn't make sense to me, why we wouldn't want to have a timetable for the Iraqi people. We had a timetable for the transfer of sovereignty, and it wasn't definite, but it worked. We had a timetable for these elections, as dangerous as they were. Why not have a timetable with some suggested dates and benchmarks of accomplishments, not only so that our troops can think about coming home, but also so the Iraqi people can have their ultimate goal, which is to have their genuine sovereignty back? I guarantee you that one of the real problems in the coming Iraqi elections will be the candidates who advocate the removal of American troops, I predict, will do very, very well.
We don't want that to become the issue.
This is part of the process, and I am certain that if we don't have some kind of a vision out there for the Iraqi people to have an end to the American presence in Iraq, that it is going to become a political liability for those who are in office there and also for us.
Well, I agree, and I think the president has been very clear. We will not be there one day longer than we need to be, and we won't be there one day longer than we are asked to be. And he has said that we will pull out if the new Iraqi government says for us to pull out, we will do that. We know that it's not going to be a popular stand for the candidates to say we want the Americans to stay.
And we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you both very much for joining us, Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leighton of the House International Relations Committee and Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.